with the UK now definitely out of the EU and the likelihood of Scotland leaving the UK, I've been reflecting quite deeply on the idea of independence, as to what it means and what's the point and so on and so forth. And in the context of conscious evolution, I think it's all part of the grand plan, all part of the shift in awareness and consciousness and finding out who we are and what we are, both as individuals and as a society or as a culture or as a country. But I think what matters in all of this is not the labels. We can get too caught up on, oh, are you a European? Are you a Scot? Are you whatever, whatever? Because it is just a label. Above and beyond all of these labels, we are still, all of us, individually, a human being. A thinking, feeling person. And that's what really matters. And so long as, in the true spirit of equality, diversity and inclusion, that we recognise that we are all unique, special, wonderful human beings, then it doesn't matter where we come from, where we call what we come from, what we call ourselves, what other labels we attach to ourselves as individual or the part of the world we happen to live in, does it? That's the problem. We get so caught up on the labels or on the institutions that the labels are associated with. So, for example, in just over a month's time from when I record this, the United Kingdom, as it is currently constituted, will cease to be part of the European Union. That is, the institution of the United Kingdom, how it's governed, will cease to be a part of the institution that is called the European Union. That aside, Great Britain, the islands, the British Isles, will be still, and will forever be still part of Europe, as is traditionally defined and understood. So what's the problem? Likewise, Scotland, Wales, Ireland are all part of the British Isles and always will be. So even once the Scots leave the United Kingdom, they will still be British. And there's always been a separation anyway. Ask any rugby fan, or even cricket fan these days. With the exception of the Olympics, England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland field separate teams anyway. So what's changed? Not a lot. And it's the same at all levels. So individually, personally, let us take this new year as an opportunity to rise above all these labels and to engage with each other as a unique individual. I'm English. I was born and bred in England. I've lived for many years in Wales. I've lived for quite a few years in Portugal. I'm English, I'm British, I'm European, I am a human being. And all of those titles are true, but I don't get attached to any of them. On St George's Day, I like to don a Morris kit and do some dancing to celebrate St George, the English saint, patron saint. At New Year, I'll celebrate in true Hogmanay style. And when any part of the United Kingdom, as is currently defined, wins a medal at the Olympics, I'll cheer. When Andy Murray won Wimbledon, I cheered. He's a Scot, he's a Brit. It doesn't matter. Let's let go of these labels. Once we let go of these labels, which institution we're part of doesn't really matter that much, so long as we talk to each other, so long as we listen to each other, so long as we care about each other. Independence doesn't have to be a bad thing. But it's not something to get attached to. Independence just means we're not at the beck and call of somebody or some organisation or some institution or whatever. It means we have a freedom to for self-determination, as they say, but that doesn't absolve us from the responsibility of being part of something bigger. So whatever sort of organisation, institution, NGO, government body we happen to work for example, during our day-to-day work, we have to try and make sure that we're looking after our own health and well-being, but we will try and do so in a win-win scenario. But how we choose to spend our time is good for our health and well-being, good for our department, good for the institution we work for, and good for humanity as a whole. Win-win. When you've got a win-win attitude, then the idea of independence really falls by the wayside. As you can tell, I feel quite strongly about all this. Just as some feel very strongly about what they call themselves or being independent. And I guess the strength of feeling just comes from our experiences. If we've had experiences of being told what to do in a way which doesn't feel right to us, then yes, we want to be independent. But that doesn't mean we're no longer connected. England and Scotland will always be connected on that part of the British Isles. I will always be connected to every bit of my family. Rather than independence, let's talk about connection, awareness of individual and personal needs, and responsibility for the greater whole. We are all individuals. We are all fellow human beings. Let's put that as a basis for 2020. Thank you.